562-546-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Stop fretting. Stop being anxious. Stop being in such a hurry. Amen. Learn to live in the present. Stop letting the past, you know, trouble you, and stop worrying about your future. The present is a gift. That's what we have. God controls that. And he says, this, the past, I've put in the sea of forgetfulness. Forget the past. Paul said it this way, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth to those things that are before, I press toward a mark. In other words, Paul said, this one thing I do. See, some people are troubled about a lot of different things when you need to focus on just one thing. Remember the Chinese ping pong players in the Olympics some years and years ago, they never lost a match. And a person questioned on how they had become so good, and their response, their coach said, they only focused on what they did well, what they were good at. So their serve couldn't be returned. They got so good at their serve, didn't have to worry about returns. That's sometimes what we need to do. Focus on what you do well. Stop getting in the quagmire, what, you know, what's wrong, what you don't have, you know, what's all that stuff. God already knows all that. Focus so that life can flow through you. Amen. So that you can plug into God. Focus on, set your affection on things above. Finally, my brethren, think on these things. Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, if there be any virtue, if there be any good report, think on these things, and the peace of God that passes your understanding, even though you're in the midst of trouble, you can still have peace, because the peace of God passes your understanding. Lord, I don't know how, I can't understand why I'm not worried. Because of the peace of God that passes understanding. See, God stands outside of time, so he's not affected by time. And I always say, don't allow everything that seems to be an emergency become your emergency. Because if God's not worried about it, why are you worried about it? All right? So, an apostolic word. He goes and anoints Jehu. Now Jehu's time has come. So Elisha sends a prophet. Go and anoint Jehu to be king. While he is anointing Jehu, Ahab and Jezebel are still running the country. When the wicked are in authority, the people mourn. Famine comes. The earth starts to wield curses. Crops won't grow. Armies of the enemy come and start to take advantage and start to govern and take you captive. See, that's why we must keep God first. I told the first service, and I'll tell you that we're not in the first service, we're under a portal that's opened from heaven. And God's going to enrich people. And let me get specific. Financially enrich people. Say amen real loud. I'm talking about what God's going to do. Some he's going to take from rich to wealthy. But he's going to provide. Amen. It's going to be an open heaven. Not men doing it, but God doing it. Now, the problem or the challenge is the spirit of mammon. This is what we need to understand. God says in Matthew 6:24, I think it's 24, you cannot serve God and mammon. Now, money is not mammon. Mammon is a spirit. Let me say it this way. money can become mammon if it's not governed by God. But if it's governed by God, money will be blessed. If it's not governed by God, there's a curse on it. And there's a spirit that'll get on it. And the greedy get more greedy. Covetousness, greed, all those things. See, we can never put money in the place of God. Come on, I'm prepping some of y'all for when those checks start coming in and things start looking good, your mind don't go adrifting and it get caught up on the money. You get so busy making money, you have no more time for God. Wrong choice. You lose discernment. So mammon. So we're going to eventually and soon get into a study on the blessed life and how we defeat mammon. See, you can defeat mammon by keeping God first. You can safeguard yourself by keeping God first. Now it might not be difficult to tithe off of $100. Right, that's $10, or even off of $10, that's a dollar. But what about when the first million comes in? What about the 10 million? You gave $1 million. What about the 100 million? You gave $10 million? Yes, because I'm not governed by mammon. Because God gave it, and I gave back. Why? Because you're not governed by mammon. But see, when you're governed by mammon, see, there's a lie that's been propagated that money answers all things. No, it don't. You can buy a bed, but money can't buy you sleep. Matter of fact, those that are lusting after mammon don't sleep. Let they pop a couple pills, then they up, because they're pursuing the wrong things. Money can buy you food, but it can't buy you an appetite. You got something sick, something going on in your body, you can't, I don't care, and doctors don't know what to do. All your money can't heal you, but there's a God above that knows exactly how you function, what you need. See, we can never allow anything to take God's place. And we can do that practically. See, we can have that in our mind, but not actually walk it out. But we need, tell somebody, you got to walk this out. In other words, I can practically walk this out with what the word says, honoring the Lord with the first fruits of my increase. Tell somebody, give God what's right, God what's right. Not what's left. This week, if you haven't already, start doing this. And this is just a sidebar. Start doing this. The first check that you write or the first money you withdraw from your account once you put your check in it, let it be God's money. I'm not talking about, you know, after all the bills are paid and then you hoping there's enough left in there for you to tithe. I'm not talking about in the middle somewhere. See, this is how we practically can safeguard ourselves. How? Keeping God first. See, if you let the devil ride, guess what? He's going to want to drive. You know, if you let him ride, he gonna drive. He don't want to just ride. He wants to drive. Take you where you don't want to go. Tell somebody, keep God first. Nothing wrong with noonday prayer and evening prayer, but do you meet God in the mornings? I like what one of the elders said this morning. This is the first day of the week. That's when they met to bring their tithe, their first fruits on the first day. See, God is the first God. Amen. You don't want anything before him. Amen. And God is not weak in character or anything like that. It's not like he needs, you know, he's laid out principles for you because you are his vessel. You are going to be his instrument. He instructs us on how to be most, how to best be positioned for his kingdom to come through us. He's a God of the first fruits. Amen. It's not suggestions. These are commandments. But when we operate this way, we will find that we are keeping God first. We don't have a struggle in our mind when increase comes. I'm telling you, the portal is open. It may not look like it to you right now. I'm prophesying to you. I'm telling you that the heaven is open. Something's coming towards you. I said, something is coming towards you. Get your act together. Amen. Why do you think we've been assembling things to get them together? Sovereignly, God is bringing it. Don't let the day of visitation pass you by. So Elisha sent the prophet and he anointed Jehu while Jezebel was still in the throne. Jehu was anointed. While Saul was king with his compromising self, David was anointed. Amen. Let me say something to you. If you refuse to follow the Lord and to truly serve him while you are in your position, God has anointed somebody else to take your place because you have refused. Saul, the kingdom was taken from him. Jezebel, Jehu was anointed. Now, here's some interesting things about Jehu. Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. And he arose and went into the house. This is the prophet that came to anoint Jehu. And he poured the oil on his head and said unto him, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed thee king over the people of the Lord, even over Israel. And thou shalt smite the house of Ahab, thy master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. Go back to verse 1 of this chapter. I want to try to find something. And when he came, behold, the captains of the host were sitting. And he said, I have an errand to thee, O captain. Somebody say captain. Captain. And Jehu said, unto which of us all, of all us? And he said, to thee, O captain. All right, captain. The word captain is actually the word we'll use, or is actually the word commander. Okay, he was sitting among commanders, but he was the commander that was chosen by God. Tell someone you've been chosen by God.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m., and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.